A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, for I am on the way to the Father. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria. The drama of the 6 weeks of Lent is behind us, so we can give thanks to God for that. And the drama of the 7 weeks of Paschaltide is upon us. Today, the Divine Liturgy is inviting us to continue our meditation on the mystery of the resurrection. Just to recap a little bit about the drama. So we had those 40 days, 40, of course, the sign of penance, 6 weeks, 6 the sign of man, 6 the number of the first man, the first Adam. On the 6th day, man was created, and on the 6th day, the Good Friday, the true Adam suffered and died. That night of the senses, when all became dark, and then even the night of the soul, when men and women despaired even of any hope, is of course the great drama of Holy Saturday, where no one's mind can pierce, nor eye see into the depths of the realm of the shades, the Hades. That's point one. Point two, Saint Mary Magdalene begins the Easter journey precisely in the tenebrae, St. John's Gospel, chapter 21, when it was tenebrae, St. Mary Magdalene was on the way. It's very important. No word of Holy Scripture is out of place. So that is the beginning of the drama of the 7 weeks. And that drama is too great to be captured in any one feast. We see this already in Holy Thursday in St. John's Gospel, chapters 13 to 17. This is very long discourse, the Last Supper discourse. Only St. John has this. And it's too much, right? It overwhelms the minds of the apostles. And our Lord even says this explicitly. He says, it's too much right now. Later on, we'll unfold this, explicate it some more. That's what the 7 weeks of Paschaltide are about. You'll notice, the astute ones among you, that the Gospels for Paschaltide, with one exception, are taken from the Last Supper discourse, St. John's Gospel, okay? So this is not Father Austin making things up to afflict you. This is the Holy Mother Church showing you in the Divine Liturgy what she wants you to be thinking about precisely. Mater et Magistra, the Church is the mother and teacher. All right, so that brings us to the modicum, the little while of today's gospel. The little while. A little while you shall not see me, a little while you shall see me. I'm on the way to the Father, to which the disciples appropriately respond, what? It's a difficult saying. One of the many difficult sayings of our Lord, which is a mystery, we can't grasp it all. Let's consider what St. Augustine says. St. Augustine says, This little while, this modicum, is nothing less than the entire space, the entire realm of all created space and time, through which this world is just flying through. It's much better in Latin, but that's what he says. This world is literally, St. Augustine says, winging its way through all space and time, and it's a modicum, just a moment. Now we think, well, I don't know, Father, like this homily, it seems pretty long and boring, so I don't know about this modicum business. St. Augustine continues, indeed, this modicum, while we're in the midst of it, seems very long. What St. Augustine says, but I tell you the truth, when you get to the end, I'll tell you, it will have seemed, in truth, very short. We see this in children and the old, right? For children, December 1st comes, or better, the first Sunday of Advent. How long is it for that child from the first Sunday of Advent to Christmas? Oh my word, lives of ages of men pass, right? It's so long. And then you get a bit older and you go, it's Christmas again already? We just had Christmas. We just took the Easter decorations down. Now it's time for Christmas. Huh? Such is the way of life. So now that we've set all of that stage, the question you're hopefully asking yourself is, that's all nice, but so what? So what? So what? Well, this is the so what. The challenge of the Christian life, as you know, is to live out your baptismal vocation. Period. That's it. That's the drama. And so the question is, how will you live out your baptismal vocation? With awareness, being present to God, or in flight from yourself and from the world? Those are the only two choices. We see this wonderfully, this drama, this tension, in the first resurrection narrative that we get. It's very special, very important, because it's the first one. Again, St. John's Gospel is the best. Hopefully you know what I'm speaking of. St. Mary Magdalene is the first one in the Gospels to whom our Lord appears. So therefore, it takes on a special significance. So we already had heard that she sought our Lord tenebrae while it was yet dark. So what does that mean for you and for me? That means we too. We have to seek the Lord in the dark. Meaning what? Well, very concretely, it means to get up before the sun gets up so you can pray. What else does that mean? Seek the Lord in the darkness of the senses. Meaning what? Whenever your prayer time is and you don't feel like it, great. You're right there with St. Mary Magdalene. Your senses are dark. They're not consoling you. Seek the Lord precisely in the darkness of the senses. That's St. John of the Cross, not... Okay. And then, another concrete point. How do we seek the Lord in that darkness? Our St. Mary Magdalene meets the Lord, and we have this wonderful exchange, very dramatic. The Greek is better, and then the different Latin translators, they struggle, what we're going to do. So famously, we know in Latin and in art, we have the famous, Our Lord says to St. Mary Magdalene, in Latin, not in Aramaic, Noli me tangere, right? Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. What? Another one of those very difficult things to understand. Why? After the Lord had ascended, then could Mary Magdalene touch him? So how do we understand the passage? well, not to afflict you with Greek grammar, but that Greek verb can mean both touch, but better, really touch. Hold on to. Okay. I personally think St. Mary Magdalene did embrace him. And our Lord says, that's okay, but you can't hold on to me in this way any longer. That was for the first Adam before the resurrection. Now, St. Mary, and you and I, now we hold on to the Lord, not in that merely physical way, merely substantial way of the bodily senses of eyes and touch, but in the super substantial way. We tenere, we really hold on to the Lord now in the Blessed Sacrament. We do touch, right? We do touch the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. But he also eludes our touch, right? We can't grasp him, comprehend him in that deepest sense in our mind. He's bigger than that. So that tension between tenere and tangere, touching and really holding the Lord, is part of, or really the essential part, of this drama of the 7 weeks of Paschaltide. The liturgy is inviting us to leave off thinking of the Lord only in our natural categories of our natural senses. That's not the way that we really take hold of the Lord, because he's risen and glorified and resurrected. That's why in those resurrection narratives, even the closest of his associates, the apostles and the women, they don't recognize him. They don't recognize him according to the senses of the body, right? They're always going, who's that? I thought that was the gardener. Or who's that? Some fisherman on the shore. I don't know who that is. That's because they're still using the senses of the body. Our Lord is teaching them, and by extension you and me, in those resurrection narratives, that also is how we have to seek the Lord. Not according to the old man, the old way of thinking, but according to the new way, the new habit of mind, or the new habit of being, you could say. You might say, well, that's, what does that mean? Well, if you remember from 2 Sundays ago, the collect said this. It's very beautiful. It said, may we who have experienced the resurrection of the Paschal Lamb, what? Teneamus vita moribus. That's just glorious. That's immortal. May we really hold on to this glorified Paschal Lamb, vita et moribus, by our life and our renewed moribus, habit of being, everything we are. Okay, wow. So, that's the drama of the modicum, and your life is ending 1 second at a time. So, it's a drama, so make the most of it. God bless you, and Ave Maria.